Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. As part of our celebration of Memorial Day, our acknowledgement, our public expression of respect for all of our current service members and those that have served our vets, we've got a special guest joining us. His name is Lonnie Renthaber. He is the executive director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, as we've been discussing, is unique and different for a couple of reasons. One, in their training model for the dogs, it's an extensive training program. They don't just hand over dogs to vets and say, see you later. They do a lot of time with the vet and the canine companion, making sure that the vet has a bond, knows how to work with the animal well. Secondly, the dogs are entirely free to vets, which I think is really important. Lonnie, I wanted we're going to get to how vets can learn more and sign up, but let me just drop the website here because vets can go there and find out if you want to volunteer, donate money. Here's where you go to find out more about Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, www.patriotcanines, K as in the letter K, 9 as in the number 9, S, patriotcanines.org. We'll put that website address in our show notes. You can find those on Spotify, Apple Pods, and of course at civicmedia.us/shows. One of the other interesting pieces of your program, of your organization, Lonnie, is that men who are incarcerated at the Red Granite Correctional Institution actually help with that initial training. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we have our Pause for Patriots. That's what we call it. There's the Pause for Patriots program. And it's a program where we have incarcerated persons training, raising and training our service dog candidates. So we purchase or donated quality bred service dog candidates from 8 to 12 weeks of age, and we place them at Red Granite. And they are raised and trained by two inmates or two persons, incarcerated persons with each dog. They live with them, they go to work with them, they go to school with them, they do all the stuff that they do every day with people. Instead of being a kennel dog, that some organizations have dogs just in a kennel until it gets worked, our dogs are with people all the time. They go to eat with them and everything. So it's really, really nice. We have some of the guys that have been with our program for coming on 4 years now and have raised three dogs, and they're becoming super trainers themselves. Mm. And these are quality trainers that I would hire on the outside if that would ever be an option at some point someday. Really good trainers they're developing there.
Isn't that amazing that at every stage in these dogs' lives, they are impacting, showing love. I always like to say dogs train us as much as we train them in all kinds of ways. Folks, if you're just joining us, our special guest is Lonnie Renthaber, the executive director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. Lonnie, let's talk a little bit about how vets can get signed up if they are struggling, if they need some help. Tell us, how does a vet qualify for your program? How do they reach out? What's the process like?
A lot of our veterans come from the VA. The VA sends them to us. We get a lot of phone calls initially. However, you can get more information off our website, patriotcanines.org. There's an information tab there. We don't have an application process on the website because it's very extensive. We do background checks. We do a full application, interview, doctor's letters. Need a coal handler. There's a lot of qualifications, so it's way too much to put on the website. But if you can, a veteran in need can go there and fill out the little questionnaire, and it will come to we have a veteran coordinator and a veteran liaison. They both get that email, and one of those people will reach out to you within 24 hours of us receiving that email.
Folks, again, you can check that out, fill out that form, do that first outreach so that folks can get in touch with you if you feel like you would benefit from this program. Again, that website is patriotcanines.org. Lonnie, I just wanted to ask you, how has this program impacted some of the veterans who have been paired with canine companions. What are some of the stories, the results, the impacts that people have shared with you over your time as the executive director?
We've had veterans that were homebound, could never really leave their house much more, just to go across the street maybe to get a go to a quick trip or something like that, go back to school, get married. We've had veterans get not just their bachelor's degree, but master's degrees and cross the stage with their dogs. Mm. We've had veterans get, again, like I said, get married, rekindle. I think the most important thing is they rekindle their relationships with their families, because a lot of us veterans come home and kind of burn a lot of bridges. And I think just getting their family support back is one of the biggest things, is empowering them to remake those connections. And I think one of the things I learned from this program is how much the community actually cares about us, because I wish I would have known it 15 years ago, how much the community supports veterans. It's like, it's unbelievable to me. It's really humbled me over the last few years being here.
I think it's one of the people sometimes don't know how to support vets, but I think it's a universally held feeling that, hey, I of course want to be thankful, respectful, and acknowledge and support veterans in my family and in my community and in my workplace. Folks, if you are asking yourselves, how do I help? Lonnie has an answer for you, and that is Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. They've had our back. Help them know that we have their back through a canine companion. Again, you can check out more and get more information. Donate your time, volunteer, donate some shekels if you got extra. Get involved. If you're a vet suffering, please do reach out. That's www.patriotcanines.org. Lonnie, thank you for your service. Thank you for your continued service to our veterans community here in Wisconsin and beyond. You are seen and appreciated. Folks, that's going to do it for Lonnie and I. I'll be back after the bottom of the half hour with more special acknowledgement of Memorial Day. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.